Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Citizens Bulletin. Know your role as an informed citizen, brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. This is Kim Kennedy welcoming you to the program. Listeners, glad that you're with us, and we hope that you had a wonderful 4th of July. We're going to carry on this week a little bit with Liberty Week theme. But before we get into our topics for today, we want to welcome our host, Anna McCausland, who is Deputy State Director of Americans for Prosperity. Anna, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Kim. I'm looking forward to getting into this issue today.
Yes, as well as I. But before we do, if you would give our listeners a reminder about who Americans for Prosperity is, their work in the state, and your role with them.
Absolutely. Americans for Prosperity is the largest grassroots networking organization that is dedicated to breaking barriers that keep people from success. We believe that everyone has an immense amount of potential and that people can do extraordinary things as long as they're given the opportunity to do so. Some of us start out in better situations than others, but in this society, your education, your community, your government, it should all set you up for success. And there are barriers that keep people from really being able to fulfill their full potential. Some school districts are better than others, and you're required to go to a certain school district that's covering your zip code unless you've got the means or ability to send your kids to a private school or a charter school or a cyber charter school. Sometimes the greater community is worse than others. And sometimes you live in a state like Pennsylvania that has so many laws, which many are barriers keeping people from succeeding. So the work that we do at Americans for Prosperity is finding those barriers, coming together, whether they're in the community, in education, in government, or in business, and coming alongside each other to break down those barriers. We do not have a state-level PAC, so we're not a typical lobbying organization. We do spend time lobbying. We like to bring people to Harrisburg to meet with their legislators and to others. But what we do is on the ground lobbying, so to speak, where we want to talk to local officials, to state officials, to congressmen and women. Every single layer and level of government should be impacted by your voice. And we give the tools to make your voice amplified with many others, hundreds of thousands of others around this Commonwealth and millions across the 50 states. So at Americans for Prosperity, we're going to talk about an issue, but we're also going to give you the ability to take what you've learned and either impact your friends, your family, your local official, whoever it is, school board, state legislator. We're going to give you the tools necessary to be an effective voice for change in Pennsylvania and beyond.
And Americans for Prosperity does a superb job of that, listeners. They work very hard, and they give us great information, and that is such a time saver for you, because most of, if not all of our listeners are extremely busy people, working jobs, they have their own businesses, they have families, very, very busy people, so they do a lot of the work, and Anna is a big part of that. She has good relationships, she gathers good information that keeps you informed, lets you know how to communicate with your elected representatives accurately, and helps you in the voting process. So we're going to talk a little bit later in the program about involvement with AFP. But for now, Anna, we want to talk about the PRO Act. Can you, first of all, give us some background on what that is?
Yes. Yeah, so just recently, and our last program was a rebroadcast with Representative Kate Klunk on the Janus versus AFSCME decision that was handed down, and a state-focused bill that would bring state law in compliance with the Janus Act. But labor reforms breaking down barriers to enable people to find meaningful employment and provide for their families and give back to their communities. That's one of the main issues that we work on at Americans for Prosperity. And there are always ways that people are attempting to restrict freedoms for their benefit or for the benefit of others. But the PRO Act stands for Protecting the Right to Organize Act. After Janice versus AFSCME was handed down last year, states like Pennsylvania and the 23 other states that are not right to work states, the minority of states in America, are able to provide now more freedom for public employees. Remember that the Janus decision just focused on the right of public employees to join or not join a union, to not have to pay dues if they don't want the representation of the union. So remember that currently in private unions, if you don't want to join that union, you're still under the kind of protections, I guess would be a word to use, of the union for collective bargaining, but you don't have to pay into political action money or money that's used to lobby or for purely political purposes. Now, some people, they don't want to have to pay a union at all and would like to negotiate on their own merits with their employer. Now, the Janus decision handed down by the Supreme Court provided those First Amendment protections to public unions, but not to all employees. So public employees now don't have to join a union. They don't have to pay fair share fees. They can negotiate on the basis of their merit with their employer. But whenever another state becomes a right-to-work state, whenever the power of the unions is diminished in some way, which the Janus decision definitely did, diminish that power, they are going to respond with another idea or another bill or another regulation that's going to influence them and to help them. So the Protecting the Right to Organize Act, which the House Education and Labor Committee rolled out in May, that bill would amend the National Labor Relations Act to reintroduce several new coercive policies. So it would reverse workers' rights, undermining protections that workers enjoy under current worker freedom laws or under the Janus decision. So there are several things packaged into this. The PRO Act threatens right to work by giving unions the power to penalize workers if they refuse to pay dues, even if they don't want to join the union. So if you're an employee of a company that you don't want to pay union fees, that union could coerce you into paying to the point of being fired. Now, that definitely could happen in a state like Pennsylvania that is not a right-to-work state, but there are a majority, 27 right-to-work states across the nation. And this is a federal bill that would restrict or infringe on the rights of those workers in right-to-work states. Some of the other provisions in this bill is that it could undermine or would undermine secret elections. Back in 2009, the term card check was considered, that bill was considered, that would have eliminated secret ballot elections when deciding for union representation. The PRO Act allows unions to overturn the results of elections and set up a union through publicly signed authorization cards. We hold private elections as sacrosanct in America. You should not have to tell anyone who you voted for. It should be between you and that voting machine or God or whoever you want to tell, but you shouldn't be coerced to voting for a particular person for office or a particular union. In this case, you should be able to have the protections of a private election. But if this PRO Act were to get passed, which I think is doubtful, but we want to shine the light on what your congressmen are looking at right now. But the act would implement card checks. So workers who don't support unionizing would be exposed to harassment, which is unacceptable. So other things that this PRO Act does would be forced to hand over unions their workers' home addresses, their home and mobile phone numbers, and their personal email addresses. So it's not that you're just being harassed by a union when you go to work, but it would enable them to then come to your house and harass you if you don't want to join a union. So employers would be required to give that information within 2 days to speed up the unionization process. If you own a company, if your company is being targeted by a union, you would have no recourse with the National Labor Relations Board, even if the union disrupts your company operations. So this is definitely something that we oppose because it puts up so many barriers for people who just want to go to work, get paid, have the value that work provides in your life, that meaningful work. This is something that would really hamper that and make that experience worse for so many people across the nation.
It really is an attack on workers' liberty, is what I hear.
Absolutely.
If a decision was made and it's not detrimental to unions, it's not a threat to their existence, it's giving liberty and power to the workers, which unions claim that they're all about.
Well, and the Janus decision, don't make no mistake, was a victory for worker freedoms across the nation. But that only touches public employees. And that is, especially in a state like Pennsylvania, that's a smaller part of the population. So Janus did not touch any private unions. When we talk about public unions, the union itself is a private organization, but the employee is a public employee. Like teachers are public employees. The union that represents them, the Pennsylvania State Education Association, that is a private organization, registered as a 501c6 a 501c5 within, the IRS. They have to, they have a PAC. They raise money for the PAC. Probably many teachers across the state of Pennsylvania at some point in time signed up to have their wages, go in to the PAC. So that political action committee is lobbying the government for more spending. It's lobbying the government against needed reforms like the educational improvement tax credit that the governor recently vetoed in the budget packet. In the budget package, they're also lobbying for many things that are, that would constrain the rights of workers under the guise of representing workers. So this is a bill that's a national bill, but would definitely infringe on the rights of private employees who are forced to join a union, for those businesses that aren't yet unionized, as well as coming into the space of the public unions that the Janus decision has liberated in the past year.
Okay. Well, that is good information. In light of that, giving us that information about what is in place right now, what can we do? What can citizens do to make sure that this act, what did you say the status of it is? Was it just introduced?
It was introduced in the House Education and Labor Committee in May. Here's some things you can do. Town Hall has published a column on the PRO Act written by Erica Jednak, who is the Director of Employment Initiatives at AFP in Arlington. She has written a very detailed piece to educate you, because part of what Americans for Prosperity does is to educate you on an issue. It doesn't serve us well to have uneducated people talking to elected officials who might very well twist their thoughts and words if you're not fully educated and informed on an issue. So first you have to educate. We write countless pieces of white papers and letters to the editor and op-eds, all for the purpose of getting information out to the public. We have Americans for Prosperity is a 501c4. We're an educational organization. We have a 501c3 that also is a foundation that exists to educate people. And we want to have you have the best arguments for or against something. So please go on to Town Hall, read Erica Jednak's piece called The Pro Act is Anti-Worker. There are links all through that talking about statistics on the benefits of right to work, how the states with right to work laws have more jobs. We look at North Carolina, that not only is a right to work state, but also has, since 2013, has added many people to their workforce and businesses into their state boundaries because of the pro-growth, pro-economic freedom bills, tax reform that they've done in the past 6 years. Whereas Pennsylvania is not a right to work state. We are fought at having tax reform at every turn, no matter what party is in control of the House or the Senate or the governor's mansion. We lose 8,000 people every year between the ages of 18 and 40, people who are getting into the best earning years, paying the most personal income tax, who are buying lots of things for themselves, for their children, for others. So the right to work states are taking those jobs and those individuals because it's a better environment to live and to work. It's more steady for businesses trying to make decisions. And we know that right to work lends more jobs in a state. They're also good paying jobs. So oftentimes you'll see placards. It's right to work for less, which is completely wrong. States that are right to work enjoy private sector job growth, which is more than 1.3 times higher than states where workers have no choices. That's some of the information that you're going to find in Erica's piece. There is more information about the bill and other things that I haven't even mentioned yet. But you want to find that piece of information, go to Town Hall, look up or Google The Pro Act is Anti-Worker. And then you should talk to your members in Congress. No matter if you think, oh, my member is not going to agree with me on this, you still need to let your voice be heard. That person still represents your voice in Congress, especially if your member is someone on the House Education and Labor Committee, even if they're a minority member, even if you know that your legislator is right there with you on this type of legislation. Still call them, find them on Twitter, find them on Facebook. Don't just send a letter, a form letter, and let that be done. Call them and make sure that your voice is heard and that you don't support this legislation.
Thank you. That was really an excellent report. Very helpful, very informative. Listeners, we urge you to take action on that. With the few minutes that we have left, Anna, we would ask that you would speak, as we've just celebrated the 4th of July, we would ask that you would speak to what citizens on a very local level and with the time that they have, supposing somebody says, I only have an hour a month that I could give to help preserve liberty, how could they work with Americans for Prosperity to do something that would be effective?
Absolutely. I think so much that this nation, which is the best in the world, was founded on people's ability to be involved, a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And that should be represented in your school boards, in your local county commissioners or municipality government, they are working for you. And you have a voice that is unlike any other. So if you have 1 hour, I would encourage you to go on to AmericansForProsperity.org. Find out what's going on at the national level as well as the state level. Right now, it's the summertime. The legislature is not in session, the state legislature, but Congress still is. So look at what is being talked about at the nation. Read some articles from a reputable news source that's going to give you good information, like The Hill or like Town Hall. And then spend some time on social media following people who you support. Follow people who you don't support so you know what the other side is saying. But also connect with your local AFP person in your community, whether you're in Erie or in Harrisburg or many places in between. Unfortunately, we don't have anyone in the Southeast right now. We're hoping to hire some people. But connect with them and figure out what's going on in your community that you might not know about. Oftentimes, we'll help people to write testimony if they want to impact a local tax fight. We'll help people be educated on the most effective ways to be a grassroots activist. So we have trainings. Some of those are a little bit more intensive than an hour a month, but once you get hooked and once you've become engaged, you want to make time for the things that are important to you. And I think preserving this nation, making strides in freedom, is worth the time and the effort that you put into it. You will get returns on your investment.
Excellent. Anna, as usual, a really terrific report, helpful, useful information. Thank you for spending this time with us to inform us and help listeners know how to be better citizens. Thank you for this report once again. And listeners, thank you for being with us. Make it an excellent day.